Hello and welcome. This is Sharon bringing you the pantograph for today, Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. We will begin our reading on the front page with an article entitled Town of Normal, Upgrades Ahead for Infrastructure, Street Resurfacing, Water Plant Repairs Planned. Normal residents can expect about a dozen streets to be resurfaced this summer, as well as some minor concrete repairs at the water treatment plant. The Normal Town Council on Monday approved two contracts to tackle street resurfacing and structural repairs for the town's water treatment plant building, 107 East Mulberry Street. In addition, the town council appointed Ann Barrow to fill a vacant seat on the McLean County Regional Planning Commission and reappointed Mandava Rao to the Connect Transit Board of Trustees. Barrow, who is a faculty lecturer in the Horticulture and Landscape Management program at Illinois State University, will fill a vacancy on the Planning Commission left by recently elected council member Rory Roberge, who won Chamberlain Harris's seat. Harris opted not to run for re-election to challenge Chris Coos for mayor in the April 1st election. Rao has been a member of the Connect Transit Board since his appointment in 2020. The council approved his reappointment Monday ahead of his term expiring on June 30th. The town council approved more than $1.6 million in street repairs and resurfacing with a hot mix asphalt. The street segments to be resurfaced as part of the project are the same as presented and approved to the council on February 17th. A separate contract for general street resurfacing funded by the Roadway Fund is expected to come before the council at a future meeting. The improvements approved Monday include Airport Road from north of Robb Road to the town's corporate limit, Franklin Avenue from Virginia Avenue to the dead end at the railroad tracks, Hovey Avenue from University Street to Franklin Avenue, Hovey Avenue from Franklin Avenue to Fell Avenue, Column Street from University Street to Franklin Avenue, Hester Avenue from Florence Avenue to Vernon Avenue, Division Street from Fell Avenue to Broadway Place, Hillcrest Street from Broadway Place to Highland Avenue, Reynolds Court from the cul-de-sac to Gregory Street, Grant Street from Main Street to Normal Avenue, McCormick Boulevard from Grant Street to McKinley Street, Manchester Road from Main Street to McCormick Boulevard. The contract was awarded to H.J. Eppel & Company, Incorporated of Pontiac for $1,675,235. The resurfacing work is expected to begin this month in June and be completed by October 15th. The council also approved a $259,720 contract to Auto Bomb Incorporated of Morton for structural repairs to the concrete floor at the town's water treatment plant. The areas that need repairs have cracks and spalls, in addition to some settling of specific pads of concrete in the garage of the plant, according to council documents. Town staff consulted with structural engineering firm Thovent, Wade, and Morchin to assess the structural integrity of the area, and they estimated the work to be about $168,163. Auto Bomb was the low bidder, but its bid came in about 54% over the estimate. Despite the cost, town staff recommended moving forward with the project due to the nature of area and need for repairs. The project will start around the beginning of July and will be completed by the fall. In other news, a member of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Local 193, took a moment during public comment to bring attention to Tailgate and Tallboys organizers refusing to hire local stagehands for the festival. Michael Irvin, business agent with IATSE Local 193, said the organizers of the festival, USA Concerts and Events, breached a labor agreement by hiring an out-of-state non-union labor group, Peachtree Entertainment of Tennessee, which is supplying labor through Crew One Productions. This means when the work is done, the labor money will leave the area and go to other states and will not be reinvested into our local community by local stagehands, Irvin said. Irvin said last year the organizers chose to use an outside company to build the main VIP section, and during the teardown of the section, the decks collapsed on a worker, resulting in injuries. Irvin said there were other safety concerns related to safety harnesses not being used at heights well above 20 to 30 feet, and organizers not investing in a blow-through video wall that would allow wind to pass through during outdoor events. I would ask this council to insist that USA Concert and Peachtree use our local labor to keep investing in this community and safety with our skilled operators and ground riggers and electricians, certified scaffolding building, certified forklift drivers, and OSHA-certified stagehands, Irvin said. The local union had worked the festival operation in Illinois for almost a decade now, Irvin noted. The Pantograph reached out to Wayne Klein, president of USA Concerts and Events, via email on Tuesday for comment, but he had not responded by press time. Pride Month, celebrate at local events throughout June. Community organizers across Bloomington, Normal, and Central Illinois are coming together to recognize LGBTQ+ Pride all month long with local events. Whether you're part of that community or you're an ally and want to take part in the celebration, there's something for you. If you know of anything that we've missed, please email ojacobs@pantograph.com so those events can be added to the growing online list. In Bloomington, Bistro Book Club, 6 p.m. June 4th and June 18th at the Bistro, 316 North Main Street, to discuss Diary of a Misfit, half on June 4th and the other half on June 18th. It meets on the first and third Wednesday of each month. It's open to all LGBTQ+ friends and allies. Blood Drive, sponsored by Prairie Pride Coalition, noon to 5 p.m. June 6th at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Bloomington Normal, 1613 East Empire Street. Profit Share Day to benefit Over the Rainbow, McLean County Youth Group, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. June 6th at Bobsey Bay, 419 North Main Street. There will be a dollar off every $10 spent online or in store to be donated. BCAI Brunch Music Series, The Power of the Tongue, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on July 7th, 107 East Chestnut Street, Suite 100, features DJ, micro workshops, food vendors, and the art exhibit Heaven in the Wound from the Pipe Dream Salon. $6 to $20 play pay what you can option, and $10 for a meal ticket. Gender Envies Pride 2025, 5 to 8 p.m. on June 7th at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, Cultural Arts and Humanities, 107 East Chestnut Street, 100. Family-friendly event features LGBTQ plus musicians, drag performers, live paint wall, local vendors. The cost is $6 to $20, pay what you can option, and $10 for meal tickets. Bistro Fam Kickball Session, Season 3, 6 p.m. on June 11th and June 25th, at Airport Park, 3010 Winchester Drive. Meets the second and fourth Wednesday of each month through September. There's a $5 suggested donation to play or watch. The June proceeds will benefit ISU's LGBTQ plus student support endowment. True Colors Book Club, 6:30 to 7:30 on June 12th at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Bloomington Normal, 1613 East Emerson Street. The discussion will be He, She, They, How We Talk About Gender and Why It Matters, presented by Skylar Baylar. The 6th Annual Mobile Pride Parade, 10 a.m. on June 14th in Miller Park, 1020 South Morris Avenue, features community resources, education, giveaways, poster boards, photos with drag queens, and more. Knit In, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on June 14th at the Bistro, 316 North Main Street, knitting and crocheting rainbow squares to create a blanket to promote AIDS awareness. Teen Genre Book Club, 11 a.m. to noon on June 14th at the Bloomington Public Library, 205 East Olive Street. The topic is Pride. Miller Park AMT Pride Tournament, noon to 4 p.m. on June 15th at Miller Park, 1020 South Morris Avenue. Live action role playing, featuring padded weapons, fantasy, and authentic clothing. The proceeds will benefit Prairie Pride Coalition. Profit Share Day, benefiting PFLAG, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on June 17th at Bobsey Bay, 419 North Main Street. $1 of every $10 spent online or in the store will be donated. Rainbows of Steel Disabilities Group, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on June 20th by Zoom. This group meets online monthly every third Friday. Gamers Night, 7 to 11 p.m. on June 21st at Red Raccoon Games, 301 North Main Street. They meet every third Saturday of each month. The Transgender Resource Fair, 4 to 7 p.m. on June 27th at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Bloomington Normal, 1613 East Emerson Street. This features vendors and organizations providing resources and support to transgender and non-binary communities. Dinner is provided by PPC. Magic presents Pride 2025 with Red Raccoon Games, 1 p.m. on June 29th, 301 North Main Street. Normal Public Library Pride in the Park, 3 to 7 p.m. on June 29th, Miller Park, 1020 South Morris Avenue. This is in partnership with the Bloomington Public Library, PPC, and PFLAG. Bloomington Normal Pride Fest 2025, 4 to 11 p.m., July 26th, 316 North Main Street. In Normal, SASS Ciders, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on June 18th, 11 Uptown Circle. Central Illinois singer-songwriter bringing unique blend of rock, blues, country, soul, and R&B. Prairie Pride Coalition Annual Picnic, noon to 4 p.m. on June 22nd in Anderson Park, the East Shelter, 503 East College Avenue. Food, fun, games, and Pride of Prairie Scholarship will be awarded. In the surrounding areas, Drag and Paint Pride Kickoff Event, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. on June 6th, Open Space Art Gallery and Studios, 223 West Madison Street in Ottawa. Tie-Dye Pride Event, 3 p.m. June 7th at the B, 121 South Kickapoo Street in Lincoln. Fifth Annual Pride Fest, 3 to 8 p.m. on June 7th in downtown Lincoln. Drag Bingo, 2 to 5 p.m. on June 8th, Allerton Park and Retreat Center, 515 Old Timber Road in Monticello, $25. Ottawa Pride Family Pride Festival, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 14th, Jordan Block and Central Park in downtown Ottawa. The Champaign Pride Bar Crawl, 4 to 10 p.m. on June 21st, in various locations in downtown Champaign, $15 and up. River City Pride Festival, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on July 19th, 110 Northeast Water Street in Peoria, costs between $5 and $10. And the second annual Pink Pecan Pride, at noon on August 16th, Mineral Springs Park, 1701 Court Street in Pekin. Today's Flick Fact question: once upon a time, J.C. Penney was in downtown Bloomington, and its building still stands. Do you know what business is in that building today? And the answer, the original J.C. Penney in Bloomington Normal, that is, before it moved to Eastland Mall and has since also left there, was at the corner of Center and Jefferson on the northwest side of the square. Today, it is McGuire's, a popular pub. From the back pages of the Pantograph, how time flies locally. 100 years ago on June 4th, 1925. Progress in the construction of the South Main Street Viaduct over the Big Four and Nickel Plate Railroad tracks has been so rapid that by the latter part of next week, everything will be in readiness for the steel construction work. Well-known contractors Behrens and Son are in charge of the concrete construction. 75 years ago, on June 4th, 1950, N. Eric Bell, 1212 Clinton Boulevard, has been awarded an honorary citation as Man of the Year by the Illini Insurance Society of the University of Illinois. He is Illinois State Director for State Farm Insurance. During his term as president of the Illinois State Association of Underwriters in 1948 and 49, Bell sponsored the formation of a committee of educators and insurance leaders to develop a life insurance education program for high school students. 50 years ago, June 4th, 1975, a plan that could eventually result in the creation of a central communications center for all McLean County law enforcement agencies was proposed to a group of county lawmen and municipal officials. It is one of several alternatives in a three-month study funded by a $9,000 grant from the Illinois Law Enforcement Commission. And 25 years ago today, June 4th, 2000, the Tri-Shark Triathlon Classic at Moraine View State Park saw a record of 400 entrants on Saturday, June 3rd, up from 320 last year, 294 in 1998, and 220 in 1997. Mark Bush of Naperville won the men's division, while Jennifer Arbitman won the women's. Teen detained on firearm and drug charges. An 18-year-old Urbana teen who police said was carrying a loaded handgun, cannabis, and roughly $5,000, as well as prescription medication, was denied pretrial release on Monday. Saviante A. Johnson is charged with 4 counts of armed violence, a Class X felony. 1 count of aggravated unlawful possession of a weapon, a Class 4 felony. 2 counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance, a Class 4 felony. 2 counts of unlawful possession of cannabis with intent to deliver, 1 a Class 3 felony and 1 a Class 4 felony based on the amounts, and 2 counts of unlawful possession of cannabis, 1 a Class A misdemeanor and 1 a Class B misdemeanor based on the amounts. Johnson made his first appearance in McLean County Court on Monday when Judge Amy McFarland heard arguments on whether he should be held in jail before the case goes to trial. Assistant State's Attorney David Fitt filed a petition to detain the defendant, arguing that Johnson's release would pose a danger to the community that couldn't be mitigated by other measures. According to the probable cause statement, officers conducted a traffic stop Saturday in Bloomington because of illegally tinted windows. The odor of raw cannabis coming from the vehicle prompted a search, the prosecutor said. Officers searched Johnson's backpack and found a loaded semi-automatic Smith & Wesson handgun, 41.5 grams of a substance containing cannabis, and $4,018 in cash. When the officers searched Johnson, they found prescription medication, including oxycodone and codeine, as well as another $1,000 in cash. In another bag, they found a scale, according to the probable cause. Johnson was already on probation for a juvenile offense at the time of the traffic stop. Assistant Public Defender Matthew Coders argued that Johnson had remained cooperative throughout the traffic stop, but Fitt said the defendant had tried to pressure one of the juvenile passengers to claim responsibility for the handgun. McFarland said guns combined with drugs being present is an absolute threat to the community and ordered Johnson to be detained pending trial. His arraignment is scheduled for June 20th. Peoria man held on sexual assault charges. A Peoria man is being detained on sexual assault charges. Daquan M. Martin, 23, is charged with 3 counts of criminal sexual assault, a Class 1 felony, aggravated battery, a Class 3 felony, and 2 counts of theft, a Class A misdemeanor. Martin made his first appearance in McLean County Court on Monday, when Judge Amy McFarland heard arguments on whether he should be held in jail before the case goes to trial. Assistant State's Attorney David Fitt filed a petition to detain the defendant, arguing Martin's release would pose a danger to the community that couldn't be mitigated by other measures. According to the probable cause statement, officers responded on May 24th to a gas station on Main Street to take statements from a male and female, both of whom have autism. The pair told police they had met Martin and his fiance through a dating app and had agreed to meet up. When they arrived at the male's home, Martin took their phones and forced himself on the female victim and sexually assaulted her, Fitt said. Martin then ordered the two to get into the shower, and he left the home with two guitars, the prosecutor said. Fitt argued that Martin took advantage of these individuals both sexually and criminally. He also pointed to Martin's prior offenses in Texas, which included a public lewdness charge as evidence to detain him pre-trial. Assistant public defender Nicole Mannon argued Martin suffers from bipolar disorder but does not take medication. She noted Martin had said the male victim was the one giving instructions during the assault. McFarland denied the pretrial release for Martin and scheduled his arraignment for June 20th. One arrested after vehicle crashes into home. Police say no injuries were reported. One person was arrested after crashing into the side of a Bloomington home Monday evening, Bloomington police said. Bloomington officers were dispatched around 6 p.m. Monday to the 400 block of Douglas Street for reports of a vehicle crashed into the side of a home. No injuries were reported and charges are pending. A pantograph reporter on the scene witnessed a person sitting in a squad car at the scene and the crashed vehicle resting on the top of a wheelchair ramp up to the house. This incident remains under investigation. College Avenue to close on July 20th for Stride and Ride. Normal will close College Avenue from Anderson Park to Main Street from 6 to 11 a.m. on Sunday, July 20th for the Normal Stride and Ride. Normal Stride and Ride is an open street event that promotes healthy lifestyle by encouraging the community to walk, jog, and bike the avenue. The effort is a collaboration between the town of Normal and the local groups including Bike Blono and Friends of Constitution Trail. The town of Normal is excited to open College Avenue to the community and to temporarily replace automobile traffic with people, allowing them to experience the street from a different vantage point, said Doug Damery, director of the Normal Parks and Recreation Department. Events like this happen across the globe, and we're excited to bring this to Normal. We invite people of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds to come out and improve their health and have fun. Parking will be available in Anderson Park's East Lot. Stride and Ride will start in the West parking lot and proceed west along College Avenue and Mulberry Street to Main Street. Access to College Avenue will end at Beach Street, and both Beach and Main Streets will remain open. Just shy of 1 mile of roadway will be blocked off for the event. Participants traveling College Avenue can refill their water bottles at the Ecology Action Center's Water Monster stationed along the route. In addition to closing the street, Normal Parks and Recreation will host activities such as cornhole, disc golf, and other yard games at Anderson Park, with the department's pop-up trailer on site. Health and wellness activities like yoga and Zumba will be offered, and the Anderson Pool will open an hour earlier at 10 a.m. Several other town entities, including the Children's Discovery Museum, Illinois Art Station, and the Normal Public Library will be present. This section of College Avenue was chosen because it's a high-profile community corridor with few residential and commercial driveway conflicts. It is accessible to Constitution Trail and adjacent to Uptown Normal. We'll take a short break now and then return with the second half of the pantograph for Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. Please stay tuned.